fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Claire Vassallo. Now, you work here at the University of Malta. Yeah. What do you do here?
I'm Associate Professor in the Department of Translation Studies.
Okay.
In the Faculty of Arts.
Okay, so that's various languages and things?
It's various languages, yes. We're opening up to, you know, Arabic, Chinese, German, I mean, a good range, Russian. We're really trying to open up, yeah.
Okay, so that's quite exciting. But the reason I invited you is because of your work in books, really. Sorry. But I like your work in books, and you've just worked on the recent Trevisara translation as well.
Yeah, so. I really enjoyed that. That was a sort of a discovery on two levels. On the one hand, getting to know Trevor's work, which I'd sort of heard about, but only read snippets of, even little bits at school. He had, one of our books was one of his, a funny little book. And it was my first real attempt at a full-length literary translation.
Okay.
So that was a big discovery for me. I really enjoyed it. And I decided to actually get somebody in to help me from the start.
Okay.
I got a copy editor, a very experienced copy editor, an American woman called Mary Ellen Curran, who I thought if I bring her in early, I could check everything out against an ear that doesn't know Maltese.
Right.
Because the intended reader is not a Maltese person who wants to read in English, but for somebody on the outside doesn't know Malta.
Okay.
And it was a really good collaboration.
I'd never thought of that having to happen, but yes, it's true. It's not just translation, is it? It's really localization and an understanding that you're not next to the person to explain anything to them. Because there are some books that there's a series of books which I hope you don't love, but the Elena Ferrante books.
No, I don't. I hated them as well. They're badly translated.
Exactly.
They were, I think, translated in a hurry.
Ah.
Sometimes the publisher puts a lot of pressure. And I know Anne, I can't remember her surname right now, the translator, I've met her at Translation Association meetings in London. And apparently what happened there was a lot of pressure by the publisher. It's a very long book, needed a lot more revision. So I ended up reading it with a pencil in hand, saying, no, it sounds wrong.
And there was, apart from even that, there was all, there's a lot of floral language that didn't need to be there because it was misplaced. And then there was lots of characters that were worthless. They just, they were really, and I'm so glad somebody else didn't like it because I feel like one of those people.
No.
But anyway, so it's a really tough job to do. It's not as simple as like, oh, let me just translate this.
No, there's a lot goes into it.
And you've done quite a few of these as well.
I have now, yeah. I mean, Trevor, as I said, was my first full length, but I've also translated Pierre Maillart.
Oh,
I really
enjoy.
Yes, I like his work.
Yes.
In fact, Pierre is somebody who Trevor sort of spotted, if you like. And the latest one I've done, a full-length novel for young adults, Fetishni in Maltese, Search for Me, by Antoinette Borge, is another writer that Trevor really... Their use of Maltese, both Pierre and Antoinette, is beautiful. And, you also want to somehow bring that across, that they are really accomplished writers. It's not just the plot.
That's it, because I don't
style.
I don't speak Maltese, but I know when my partner's Maltese, and when he tries to explain a word to me, you can see it's really emotional, because there aren't words in English always that have that specific meaning that Maltese
That's between
has.
All languages. They organize concepts differently, some in a single word and some will take a phrase to say the same thing. So
But there we go. But the real reason you're here, because I could talk about books all day, but that's like a whole nother series, is to talk about your musical memories. And the first one you've come up with is Norwegian Wood by The Beatles. Where does that take you to?
very early childhood. You know, I was born in the 60s, so the Beatles were on the Red Diffusion all the time. And I remember my younger brother in his cot, he's 7 years younger, and the Beatles playing. And somehow, I don't know, you asked me to think of memories associated. Mm. And this came up as I thought it's going to have to be chronological, so I may as well start early.
So that was one of those, you were an early dancer then.
Could be.
But no, the lyrics in this are actually beautiful. Yes. I didn't know if that was one of the things, because it's quite...
It's not just the tune.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't choose any Beatles song for the tune.
Yes.
And this has something more. This is George Harrison.
And there's something when you know, I once had a girl, or should I say she once had me, you just think, yes! You know, and at a point in your life, you actually get that, you know, and it's like, yes. Okay, so we're going to listen to the Beatles' Norwegian Wood and really listen into this one.
She once had me. She showed me her room. Isn't it good? Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the
next one. Thank you so much for this, because I sort of have to do research on the songs, obviously, to check the length and everything like that, make sure we get the right versions. And I got to watch John Travolta at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. So really, thank you so much for that. So BG Saturday Night Fever. Where?
That is school days up in Imdina. Bunch of girls, all really into the music, all had the album. We used to dance a lot. And, you know, Bee Gees were, like, everywhere. And on the last day of school before Christmas, we took change of clothes with us, change of clothing, and all got changed, got on the school bus to go straight to Valletta and watch the film.
Ah!
Mm. And I opened the window that was cracked in the school bus, broke the window, the glass landed on my wrist, and ended up in hospital.
Oh, that ooh, quite messy.
Yeah. So they all went off, and after they came home to my house in the evening and sort of, you know, tried to tell me about the
film. Oh, but you got to see the film in the end.
Eventually.
So you've actually made me want to see it again now. So that's my next rainy day. I'm in.
It's a cool film.
Very cool film. Yeah. And John Travolta, frankly. Yes, I don't care. It's John Travolta. So we're going to have a listen to that. And I dare you to try and sit still in your seats. had Hotel California. Is this a good memory for you?
Yes,
okay.
Oh, no, I don't feel it sad at all.
Okay.
It's just it reminds me of, you know, early slimmer pitch discos, which started sort of late afternoon, you know, finished probably at 8 or 9, well, maybe 14, 15, really young. And this is one of the tunes that sort of takes me back there. And the music is so beautiful.
It is a beautiful song, but it does...
But
do you sort of stop when you hear it and just think, oh yes, like Carefree Days,
yes.
Oh, I wish we could have a few more of those right now, but there we go. So we're just going to check into the Hotel California for much of the song, probably not all of it, because this is quite a long one.
Yeah.
is a nice song. The Stranglers, Golden Brown. I actually want to burst into song when I went just the title, you know. Yeah, no, it's really, really beautiful. Again, it's quite a, you know, not morose. It's quite a thoughtful, deep song.
With interesting instruments.
Yes, so, okay.
This is a harpsichord.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives it that really different sound.
Yes.
I mean, this is a punk band.
You'd have never heard it. Yes, you would have never heard this before.
And again, it's beautiful, it's melodic, it's poetic. And it's why, you know, I think most of these stood the test of time. They are good pieces of music.
And that takes you back to being a teenager as well?
Yeah, sixth form, Stella Maris College.
Uh-huh.
Interesting days. Lots of good friends that go back to those days, still friends.
Uh-huh. So they'll hear this as well and they'll be transported back. So we've got the Stranglers with Golden Brown.
Texture like sun, lays me down. With my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown. With golden brown, every time, just like the last. On her ship, tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
Classic here. David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, Undercover. Why this one particularly? Because there's so many.
I know. There's so many. And it's the anniversary, more or less, of Bowie's, you know, 5 years gone. And so I went to Absolute Beginners, Heroes, all sorts. And then, you know, because you asked me to place music in places and times, this reminds me of when I moved to Perugia. I was 18. It was my first time living away. And I remember in this big, stuffy, crowded cafeteria, students, like dirty clothes and smelly whatever, and this blaring out. And I'd never heard it before. And it just had an impact. Yeah, it's a good... It's
takes novel. You back there as well. And that, not to the smell of sweaty student halls.
Yeah, you can imagine. In the rain, loads of people coming up.
Isn't that funny? That never changes. It doesn't matter what happens in social history. That odour, yeah, is the same. But it's true, a scent can take you straight back.
Also,
too, yeah. Which is quite funny,
very
actually.
Very powerful.
So we're going to listen to Bowie and Freddie Mercury here and Undercover. This one I actually couldn't listen to this morning. Lou Reed's Perfect Day. It makes me cry my eyes out. So you might have to do the rest of the show. Seriously, I just literally saw how long it was. Sure, can't listen to it.
That's another one of those. I mean, again, Lou Reed has loads, and you know, started going through thinking, oh, which one? And Transformers, a cool album, and so on. But this is one of his classics. That this is one that still rings beautifully, and it's powerful, and yes, it's emotional.
Very, very. Yeah. Yes. So we'll move on from that one, and we're all going to have a bit of a sob, I think. So tissues at the ready for Lou Reed's Perfect Day.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
I'm not sure I want to introduce this with you being such a linguist in the room. This is
Lucio Dalla.
Okay.
Caro amico ti scrivo.
There you go. And I actually have to thank you for introducing me to this. I Shazammed it while I was playing it so that I could hear it. And I really liked it. So it's always nice to find a new artist. So thank you for that. And I'm struggling to learn Italian. So I don't want to speak it in front of you yet. But this has, you've written Bologna next to this. You studied in Bologna as well?
Yeah, that's why I did my PhD in Bologna. So I was there, you know, off and on for 4 years.
Okay.
And Lucio Dalla is from Bologna. Okay. In fact, he lived around the corner, and I'd see him at various restaurants, the sort of the ones out in the country, the contadini kinds of restaurants. And I loved his music before. So, you know, he was his sort of essence of Bologna to a point. And that particular song is about a new year coming in, and here we are, beginning of January, and it's all about everything's going to change, and sort of, you know, people can do what they want, and even priests can get married, and people can do this, that, and it's very tongue in cheek. It's a sort of euphoric, utopic sort of vision. And he says, "Look how far I have to exaggerate just to bring a smile to your face compared to the way things really are."
Mm.
And, you know, this year and last year, well, you know, I mean, he's not around anymore, but he'd have something to say about it.
So, but are you really into Italian music because of your languages as well and having lived there?
Yeah, I love, there's a lot of Italian music I love. I'm quite open. My tastes are very...
Yes. Very brave. And Bologna, fantastic place
beautiful
to live.
Beautiful city. Lovely friends there. Mm. Again, lifelong friends. The food is dangerously good.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes.
I worked with a fantastic professor, Umberto Eco, a novelist, who's also my professor of semiotics. So excellent memories. Great time.
No, I love Bologna. It's one of those places, if I had to get stuck somewhere, I wouldn't mind it being Bologna. Yeah. But so there we go. We're going to have a listen to Lucio Dalla. Caro amico, ti scrivo.
Caro amico, ti scrivo, così mi distraggo un po'. E siccome sei molto lontano, più forte ti scriverò. Da quando sei partito c'è una grossa novità. L'anno vecchio è finito ormai, ma qualcosa ancora qui non va. Si esce poco la sera, compreso quando è festa, e c'è chi ha messo dei sacchi di sabbia vicino alla finestra, e si sta senza parlare per intere settimane, e a quelli che hanno niente da dire del tempo ne rimane. Ma la televisione ha detto che il nuovo anno porterà una trasformazione, tutti quanti stiamo già aspettando. Sarà tre volte Natale e festa tutto il giorno. Ogni Cristo scenderà dalla croce, anche gli uccelli faranno ritorno. Ci sarà da mangiare e luce tutto l'anno, anche i muti potranno parlare mentre i sordi già lo fanno, e si farà l'amore ognuno come gli va, anche i preti potranno sposarsi ma soltanto a una certa età. E senza grandi disturbi qualcuno sparirà. Saranno forse troppo furbi e i cretini di ogni età. Vedi caro amico, cosa ti scrivo e ti dico, e come sono contento di essere qui. Cosa si deve inventare per poter mondo tra un anno passerà. Io mi sto preparando, è questa la novità.
Then this is power. This is Amy Winehouse's Back to Black. Again, it's I love it. It's one of those you can't listen to at normal volume. This has to be full blast. What memory does that take you to?
Sort of in between things, London. She's very much very emblematic, I think, of London at a particular time. Powerful, also bringing sort of these different genres together, the jazz, that jazz voice of hers, but also very strong with some, that sort of rock side of things as well. Sort of clever, powerful artist, beautiful voice. And again, a bit sad, very sad.
Very
actually.
Sad story, yes. Mm. But the song itself just takes you back to being in London and being...
Just a particular... No, so it's just there. I can't really... doesn't really connect to a single...
single memory. No. You like this one. Mm-hmm. We like a bit of Amy, so we're going to belt this one out. Back to Black.
I go back to.
shocker. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Particular memory here for scar tissue?
Well, not for that track in particular, no. No.
Sorry.
I really love their music.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think the last big concert I went to was theirs.
Okay.
In Istanbul. And it was a real treat, a real event. And we were given tickets, complimentary first row tickets by the guy who sold us carpets at the Grand Bazaar. So there's this whole story because they were there before.
Uh-huh.
They'd bought a load of carpets between them, gave the guy some tickets, come tonight to the concert, passed them on to us. And it's just...
It was all a bit random.
Yes. But great concert. And I love their music. And my kids love their music too.
Had you been a fan before you'd gone to this concert anyway? So it was a real stroke of...
Yes, yes.
Real, like, so magic carpet memories.
Lovely.
Sorry, I had to drop something cheesy in, didn't I? But this is another one, a full blast. We're going to let go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers and scar tissue in this case.
That I wish you saw. Sarcastic, Mr. Know-it-all. I close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share, it's a lonely view. And with the birds I'll share, it's a lonely view. And I push me up against the wall. Young tuck girl in a push-up bra. I fall down over myself to lift your heart and taste your health. Cause with the birds of shed, it's a lonely view. With the birds of shed, it's a lonely view. With the birds of shed, it's a lonely view. Step outside, but not to brawl. And autumn sweet wind, call it fall. I'll make it to the moon if I have to crawl. And with the birds of shed, it's a lonely view. And with the birds of shed, it's a lonely view. And with the birds of shed, it's a lonely view.
One. Oh, I just watched a whole documentary about Frank Sinatra, and I just, you know, you just wish you were lived in that time. You know, wasn't quite the guy I thought he was, but I wished I'd sort of been around. And his version of Mrs. Robinson, Why his version particularly?
Well, you know, think of Frank Sinatra and there's the usual songs that come to mind. My Way, Strangers in the Night and so on. But, you know, he was hugely versatile and he'd take something and make it his. And this is a cool one, I think. He does this one really well. You forget the original, listening to his. And again, also very cool guy, sort of this slower, kind of music, this beautiful voice, the sort of the jazzy tones. You know, the older I get, the more jazz I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I find it's the only music I can have on when I'm working. So I have a couple of good jazz radio stations at the ready, because sometimes you don't want to be quiet, but no lyrics. I can't have any lyrics.
Because then you start to write them down. Is that what
you're... I don't know, it just gets in the way. So, you know, here you are, Frank Sinatra, you know, excellent music and that wonderful voice.
But you're a fan of his anyway, so you can, watch his movies. And when I'm watching the movies, I end up drawing the dresses because I want to I just wished I was, I probably wouldn't have if I really knew what was going on. But when you see just the clothes, the cars and the buildings, and the excitement of everything being new. I don't know, the internet didn't quite have the same thing, did it?
I've been to, I was taken to one of the wonderful hotels where he used to play in Miami, the Fontainebleau.
Okay.
And he used to sing there. And, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful
magical, it must hotel. Be, yeah. So we're going to go out on a high with the lovely, wonderful Frank Sinatra and Mrs. Robinson. And I just want to thank you, Claire Vassallo, for joining me on this week's Musical Memories. And thanks for having such a eclectic taste.
Thanks, Minnie. Glad you liked it.
Thank you.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jilly loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. About you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA, Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing. Ding, ding, ding. And you'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do. Boo, hoo, hoo. Woo, woo, woo. Mrs. Robinson, you say, hey, hey, hey. Well, have you heard, Mrs. Robinson? Mine is fine as wine, and I should know. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey. Mrs. Robinson, keep them cards and letters coming in, Robin, baby.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.